Short Stories for Kids family. How are you? So today we have a shout out to three sisters who come from Northern Ireland, and they are called Annabelle, Cordelia, and Tabitha. So hey girls, I hope you're doing well. And they love to listen to the stories in the car on the way to school. And Cordelia would love to hear a story about a unicorn or a fairy. And Annabelle's not quite sure, she can't make up her mind, but chickens, bees, tadpoles, and puppies are all popular at home. So let's see what we could do for you guys. Enjoy the story. Once upon a time, there were three sisters. Their names were Annabelle, Cordelia, and Tabitha. One day, they took a walk through the big green woods because Tabitha said that she had seen a unicorn eating grass by the tallest tree in the middle of the forest. Annabelle and Cordelia didn't believe her, but Tabitha was their little sister, so they followed her to the very spot. When they arrived, they couldn't be more surprised. There, by the tallest tree, eating the grass, was the unicorn. It was white as fresh snow, with beautiful shining eyes and a golden horn above them. Annabelle and Cordelia put their hands over their mouths in astonishment. Tabitha smiled. "I told you so," she said. The three sisters slowly walked up to the unicorn, all the while smiling and their hearts filling with joy. They expected the unicorn to be nervous of people and run away, but she simply stood there munching the grass without a single care. When they got closer to the unicorn, they could see a blooming pink and yellow flower that glowed in the darkening evening. There were lots of little bright white fireflies dancing around it, and it sounded like beautiful music to them. The three of them stood by the unicorn and gently stroked her mane and neck. Annabelle let out a tiny gasp. Then, so did Cordelia. The fireflies were not fireflies at all, but fairies. "This must be a magic forest," the sisters agreed, and they had never known it until now. The fairies were dancing and singing in tiny voices that filled the little girls with warmth and joy. Above the fairies and the unicorn in the tree was a hive buzzing with busy bees. The sisters had been told to be very careful around a beehive, as they were very protective of their honey and home. But the bees didn't seem dangerous or even angry. They seemed to be dancing along to the music in their own little way.
"Good evening, girls," said a soft and kind voice. Normally a stranger's voice might have made them jump, but they felt so peaceful and safe in the woods that they just turned around slowly, knowing that they were in no danger in this forest.
The voice had come from a tall woman who was wearing a shimmering dress of the greenest leaves. She had long golden hair and bright blue eyes. The woman smiled at them, and they smiled back.
"My friends are happy to see you," she said, stroking the unicorn.
"I am Queen Willow, and this is my forest."
Cordelia went into a deep curtsy. Annabelle and Tabitha did the same quickly. It was the way you showed respect to a king or queen. Queen Willow giggled happily.
"Oh, you girls are so good and polite."
The sisters thanked her, and they introduced themselves. First Annabelle, then Cordelia, then Tabitha.
"What a beautiful name for beautiful girls," said Queen Willow. "Do you know what your names mean?"
The girls shook their heads. Queen Willow stepped towards Annabelle.
"Yours means graceful beauty."
She then walked up to Cordelia.
"Your name means heart."
Finally, she came to Tabitha, the youngest.
"Your name also means graceful or beautiful. So you can see you are very well named. You are sisters of gentleness and kindness, which is the greatest beauty one can have."
The sisters began to blush. The queen was very kind.
"No one but the most kind and gentle would come to this forest and be welcomed by the fairies or my unicorns," she said.
For a while, the sisters and the fairy queen stood stroking the unicorn and listening to the fairy music. It was then that they heard a strange noise. The three sisters jumped at the sound, but the unicorn, the fairies, and the queen did not.
It was the flapping of wings and the hooting of an owl.
"It's getting late, children," said Queen Willow. "You should be going home soon and to your beds."
"So soon?" said Annabelle. "But we're having a lovely time."
Cordelia and Tabitha nodded. They felt like they didn't ever want to go home, much less try to go to sleep after all they had seen and heard.
"Ah, children," said the Queen, "your lives will be filled with wonderful, magical days such as this one. You cannot stay out late, or the grown-ups will worry about you."
This was true. The sisters knew that if they were gone too long, they would be missed, and especially if it got too dark. They felt sad, but they gave the unicorn a last stroke and then turned to walk home.
"Will we ever see you again?" the children asked the Queen.
"Why, of course," said Queen Willow. "My beautiful friends, you will always be welcome in these woods, and you may come and see us whenever you can."
"Even when we grow up?" said Cordelia.
"Even when you grow up," said Queen Willow. "As long as you stay kind in your hearts, gentle and sweet, you will always have friends who love you, here in the forest and everywhere else, now and always."
The girls slowly walked away from the tallest tree in the forest, the fairies and the unicorns watching as they departed.
They thought they might wake up tomorrow morning and believe they had dreamt everything they had seen. They didn't want to forget the wonders of the wood, so the three sisters made a promise to each other. When they got back, they would write down all that happened to them on a piece of paper, and then, if they woke up confused or unsure, they would read the piece of paper, making sure they remembered the Queen's words.
"Stay kind in your hearts, gentle and sweet, and you will always have friends who love you, now and always."
As they slept in their home, the fairies and the Queen came from the forest, and they cast a powerful magic upon the house. The sisters slept peacefully and dreamed wonderful dreams of flying with the fairies and riding the unicorns through the lights of the magical forest. The end.